弟兄姊妹平安。
Brothers and sisters, peace.
我们刚才弟兄已经提到我们今天要读的经节，但是因为神的话实在是宝贵。
Our brother had already mentioned the verse that we will be studying today, but Lord's words are truly precious.
所以我们一起再翻到约翰一书第三章。
Let us now together turn to First John, chapter 3.
约翰一书第三章第十六节。
First John chapter 3 verse 16.
所以我们找到呢，我们可以一起同声来念。
Once you find it, let's read it together.
主为我们舍命，我们从此就知道何为爱，我们也当为弟兄舍命。第二处在彼得前书第二章。
And then the second verse is First Peter chapter 2.
彼得前书第二章第五节。
First Peter chapter 2 verse
5. 好，我们找到一起来念。
Let's read it together.
你们来到主面前，也就像活石，被建造成为灵宫，做圣洁的祭司，借着耶稣基督奉献神所悦纳的灵祭。
You also, as living stones, are being built up as a spiritual house for a holy priesthood to offer up spiritual sacrifices acceptable to God through Jesus Christ.
我们再有一点祷告。
Let us have another word of prayer.
亲爱的主，我们是何等的感谢赞美你。
Dear Lord, how much we thank you.
主，在这个末世的时候，主，你给我们弟兄姊妹有这样的恩典。
At this end of our ages, Lord, you have given us this time.
让我们每个礼拜都能够来擘饼来纪念你。
So that every week we can have the Lord's table.
主，让我们能够靠着你的宝血，能够常常坦然无惧地来到你施恩的宝座前。
Lord, help us to often come before your salvation throne, boldless.
我们可以从你得到连续。
That from you we can receive mercy.
我们可以从你蒙到恩惠。
That through you we can receive grace.
我们也可以叫你做我们随时的帮助。
And we can also call upon you all the time to be our help.
主，我们早上来到你的话语的面前，我们要来再一次仰望你。
Lord, we look upon you once again as we come before your words.
愿你的圣灵在我们里面做工。
May your Holy Spirit work within us.
使我们说的、翻译的、我们听的都同蒙你的恩典。
So that the one who is speaking, the one who is translating, and all those who are listening is all within one spirit.
祷告奉主耶稣基督的名。
Pray in the name of Jesus Christ.
Amen. 今天感谢主，今天给我有机会和弟兄姊妹在弟兄相爱上有一点的交通。
I thank the Lord to give me this opportunity to have fellowship with you on the topic of brotherly love.
我们知道弟兄相爱是主的命令。
We know that to love your brother is a commandment from God.
在约翰书信约翰的福音中第三章那里提到。
In Gospel Book of John chapter 3 it mentioned.
他说我赐你一条新的命令。
He said I have given you a new commandment.
乃是叫你们彼此相爱。
And that is to love each other.
我怎样来爱你们。
How I love you.
你们也应该怎样彼此相爱。
And that is how you should love each other.
所以我们说，我们若是知道主的命令的宝贵
，If we know how precious God's commandments are，
我们去遵守他的命令的时候
，Then when we follow His commandment，
我们就能进入他实在是那蒙福的道路
，Then we can truly enter His blessed way。
我们想，我们的主在临上十字架以前
，If we think about our Lord Jesus Christ right before He was crucified，
他为门徒洗脚。
He washed his disciples' feet.
他让我们也要效法他。
And he wants us to do just as he did.
让我们来彼此的洗脚。
So that we can wash each other's feet.
所以主在他临上十字架以前，他心里有一个极重的负担。
Therefore, before Lord Jesus was crucified, he had a heavy burden in his heart.
所以他就亲自的来把这个爱来向我们彰显。
Therefore, he personally manifested that love to us.
他希望我们每一个弟兄姊妹也能够在主里面彼此相爱。
And he hoped that brothers and sisters can also love each other in Christ.
我想我在最近的在主的里面，我在思想这个题目的时候，主就让我们特别看到，我们弟兄相爱也是和神永远的旨意息息相关。
And as recently as I was thinking about this recently, I realized that brotherly love is also something that is closely related to God's eternal will for us.
我们最近弟兄姊妹们有一个读摩西五经的查考。
Recently, we have a Bible study for the first five books in the book, the first five books written by Moses.
我们礼拜五的时间呢，我们有查经的小组也在分享启示录。
And Friday Bible study, we're also studying the book of Revelation.
我实在是感谢主，这两摩西五经我们现在查到的是第一卷书创世纪。
And on our Saturday Bible study, we are on the first book, which is Genesis.
那礼拜五的查经呢，是讲的启示录。
And then Friday's Bible study, we're on Revelation.
我们就在创世纪中，我们就看到主的心意在创世纪中，在第一部书。 都有显明。
And in Genesis, we see that in the first book in the Bible, God's will is already manifested.
在创世纪中，或许是一个画面，或许是一个主神的心意的一个雏形。
Perhaps in Genesis, it is the very original form. It is a picture that we see that is of God's will.
但是借着弟兄姊妹的交通，我们看到，即使这个雏形，这个神的心意已经在那里，已经有预表在那里。
But through the fellowship of brothers and sisters, we see that even though it is very early on, but God's will is already shown there.
我们知道创世纪讲到神很多创造，很多的方方面面。
We know that in Genesis, it talked about God's creation and many dimensions of that.
但是创世纪一个很重要的启示就是讲到亚伯拉罕、以撒、雅各的神。
But one other revelation that is very important in Genesis is it talks about the God of Abraham, Jacob, and Isaac.
他借着亚伯拉罕，他让我们看到我们的父神。
Through Abraham, he showed us our heavenly Father.
他借着以撒，让我们看到主耶稣这个子神。
Through Isaac, he showed us the Son of God.
他借着雅各，让我们看到圣灵在我们里面的工作。
And through Jacob, he showed us the work of the Holy Spirit in us.
但是非常稀奇，在第三十七章，创世纪三十七章，一直到第五十章。
But very amazingly, in Genesis chapter 37 through 50,
这有14章的篇幅。
There are 14 chapters here.
我们看到这里面的主要人物，实在是雅各的12个儿子。
We see that the main characters in these chapters are the 12 sons of Jacob.
这里我们弟兄姊妹应该都熟悉，那就是讲到约瑟和他的11个弟兄。
And we're all very familiar with these verses. It talks about Joseph and his 11 brothers.
讲到我们的约瑟怎样在神的这样的带领下，恢复他们12个弟兄相爱的光景。
And here it talked about how Joseph, through the guidance of God, was able to restore the brotherly love with his brothers.
我常常想，这十四章在第五十章里面有14章的篇幅在写到这样的恢复的工作。
And I often think that out of these 50 chapters, God used 14 chapters to talk about the restoration of this love.
我们可以看到神心意中对我们弟兄相爱看的是何等的重。
We can see that how important it is within God's will to have brotherly love.
我们知道亚伯拉罕、以撒、雅各讲到我们个人与神那样的一个永远的连结。
We know that Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, it talks about this personal connection we have with God.
因为神得着了亚伯拉罕，得着了以撒，得到了雅各。
Because God has begotten Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob.
我们个人作为一个信徒，作为一个神的儿女，我们可以和父、和子、和圣灵有一个直接的关系。
Then as believers, we can have this direct relationship with the Father, the Son, and the Spirit.
但是我们讲到，看到约瑟和他的11个弟兄，是讲到我们这些蒙神拯救的儿女们之间的关系。
But when we talk about Joseph, then we're talking about the relationship between children of God who have been saved.
刚才我们读到的是，实在是神先爱我们，用他不变的爱来爱我们。
What we have read showed us that it is really God who has loved us first, who has loved us with his unchanging love.
让我们知道何为爱的时候，我们就可以用这样同样的爱来彼此相爱。
And when we know what is love, then we can love each other with that love.
所以我们看到这个。 雅各的12个儿子是代表着神的儿女的丰富。
we see that the 12 children of Jacob represent the abundance of God's children.
因为我们知道12是一个完全的数字。
Because we know that 12 is a complete number.
在启示录中讲到有十二种果子。
In Revelation, it talks about there are 12 fruits.
每一个年我们都有12个月。
And every year we have 12 months.
所以我们看到创世纪中这十二个儿子实在是代表着我们在基督里面。
Then there we see that in Genesis, these 12 brothers, it shows us the abundance we have within Christ.
我们可以有不同的背景，我们不同的年龄，不同的文化层次。
We can have different backgrounds, different ages, and different education levels.
我们在主里面的光景也可能有不同，在主里面的经历也可能有不同。
We may be in a different state in our experience with God.
但是我们都是神的儿女。
But we are all children of God.
都是他所宝贵。
Our people who He considers precious.
在我们看到启示录，也就是。 这个圣经中最后一卷书的时候
When we see Revelation, the last book in the Bible
我们看到这个最后的圣城耶路撒冷
We see at the end that the holy city Jerusalem
也就是神在永世当中要得着的在基督耶稣里的基业
And that is the inheritance that God will receive in Jesus Christ in eternity
这个圣城耶路撒冷是要存到永远
And this holy city, Jerusalem, will be stored to eternity.
那它是由什么来组成的呢? 是由我们的名字在神的生命册上的神的儿女来组成。
Then what is it made up of? It is made up of our names in the book of life.
是就是羔羊的心腹。
And that is the bride for the lamb.
所以我们看到那个时候就我们的弟兄姊妹就建造在一起。
We see there that our brothers and sisters are built together.
我们那时候的材料就是金子、宝石和珍珠。
And the material we will have then will be gold, precious stones, and pearls.
在这个城有12个门。
In the city, there are 12 gates.
每一个门都是由珍珠来做成。
And every gate is made up of pearl.
这个门上写的是以色列12个支派的名字。
And on the gate will be written the name of the 12 tribes of Israel.
就是代表着我们蒙恩得救的儿女，不管我们有怎样的背景，主都把我们建造在一起。It
represents that the children of God, no matter those of us who are saved, no matter what our background is, God has connected us together.
所以我们看到，实在是在这个启示录的永远当中，我们看到这个创世纪的神的心意能够得到完全的彰显。
Then in the eternity, in Revelation, in the book of Revelation, we see how God's will from Genesis will be manifested.
但是我们从圣经的第二卷书一直到65卷书所写的就是我们如何能够从创世纪这个光景进入到启示录的这个最后的光景。
And then from the second book in the Bible, all the way through to the end, it talks about how we can go from the state in a book of Genesis to the book of Revelation.
神不是满足于只是得到我们一个一个的活石。
God is not satisfied at just receiving, He's not just satisfied with begotten us as living stones.
神刚才我们所读到的彼得的书信中讲到，神要让我们建成做一种一个灵工。
In 1 Peter, what we just read, it talks about how God wants to build us into a spiritual house.
这个灵宫在将来的永远中就是那个圣城耶路撒冷。
And this spiritual house in eternity will become the holy city of Jerusalem.
我们知道这个建造的过程，我想一个很重要的方面就是弟兄的彼此的相爱。
We know that through this process of building, what is important, what is very important, is the brotherly love.
罗马书第五章讲到。
Romans chapter 5 says,
因为所赐给我们的圣灵将神的爱浇灌在我们的心里。
Because the Holy Spirit that has been given to us has poured down God's love.
在哥罗西书第三章中讲到。
In Galatians chapter 3,
他说爱心是联络全德的。
It says that love connects all.
所以我们知道这个爱心是非常特别的一个东西。
Therefore, we know that this love is a very special thing.
若是它是出于神的话,
If it is from God,
它就能够建造,
then it can build.
它就不会拆毁我们神所喜悦的。
Then it will not take apart what God pleases.
当弟兄姊妹彼此相爱的时候,
And when brothers and sisters love each other,
神就把我们这一个个的活石能够建造成一个灵宫。
Then God can take all of us, each as a piece of living stone, to build into a spiritual house.
使我们的神可以居住在其中。
So that our God can live within it.
所以我们看到弟兄相爱实在是神和神永远的旨意有关系。
Therefore, we see that brotherly love is truly connected with God's eternal will.
在约翰的书信当中。
In the epistles of John,
当你要读约翰一书、二书、三书的时候，
when you read first, second, and third John,
你最后有个什么感觉？
What is your feeling at the end?
你最后好像就是一个最终的感觉。
At the end, you will have this ultimate feeling.
那就是神就是爱。
And that is God is love.
我们也要彼此相爱。
Therefore, we shall love each other.
所以我们在读启示录的时候，约翰写的启示录，我们有时候实在是不能完全明白。
And then when we read the book of Revelation written by John, sometimes we truly cannot understand.
但是我们要读到他的书信的时候，我们就实在是知道一个非常实际的一个操练，就是要让我们能够在主里面彼此的相爱。
Then, but when we read his epistles, then we will clearly see that one thing that we must practice is to love each other within God.
在彼得的书信中，我们也看到啊，彼得也呼召我们要有爱弟兄的心。
And then in the letters of Peter, it also calls us to have the heart to love brothers.
在保罗的书信中，保罗写了一个很短的书信。
And in all the epistles of Paul, he written a very short letter.
有个非常短的信叫腓利门书。
There's a very short letter called the letter of Philemon.
当我们读这卷书的时候，我们就不能不被保罗他所交通到的弟兄们的彼此相爱所感动。
And when we read this, we cannot but be touched by the brotherly love that he was sharing about.
弟兄姊妹要没有长读，弟兄姊妹可以回去读一读。我们看到我们的保罗的弟兄实在是对弟兄是何等的珍贵。
Brothers and sisters can read this when you go home. You will see how Paul considers the brothers to be precious.
他是何等的宝贵，我们在主里面的每一位的弟兄姊妹。
And how he treasures every brother and sister within God.
哪怕这个弟兄是一个非常没有地位的一个奴仆。
Even if this brother is one without status, even if he is a slave.
他把他看成是他亲爱的弟兄。
He looks at him as his dear brother.
所以我们看到我们这些那些被主所重用的神的仆人，他们都非常的这个注重弟兄彼此的相爱。
We see that all these brothers who God has seriously used, we see how they all consider the brotherly love to be important.
我们看到弟兄相爱是主的命令。
We see that brotherly love is a commandment from God.
是神的旨意。
It is the will of God.
也是神见证的一个非常重要的方面。
And it is also an important aspect of God's testimony.
我们知道在始祖犯罪以后，他一个第一大的恶果是什么？
We know that when our ancestor has sinned, what is the first fruit of sin?
在创世纪第四章中记载的，那就是该隐杀死了他的兄弟亚伯。
And it is recorded in chapter 4 of the book of Genesis, and that is Cain killed his brother Abel.
所以从反面上我们看到弟兄相爱实在是非常的重要。
And here, from a negative side, we see how important it is to love your brother.
我们知道在圣城耶路撒冷那十二个门就代表着神的见证。
And we know that in the holy city of Jerusalem, these 12 gates represent
神的见证。
It represents God's testimony.
所以我们人要进到这个圣城要去朝见神，首先要经过这十二个门。
And if us men want to go in to worship God, then we must first enter through these 12 gates.
所以在圣经中常常写到，我们若有彼此相爱的心，众人就能认出我们是主的门徒。
Therefore, in the scripture it says that if we often love each other, then others can recognize us as saints of God.
而且圣经中讲到，若是我们能彼此相爱，神就住在我们里面。
And then the scripture also tells us that if we love each other, then God will dwell among us.
所以神的同在，他的爱能够让我们彼此相爱。
Therefore, God's love, His presence can help us to love each other.
So, this is one
And that is one aspect.
但是另一个方向，当我们彼此相爱的时候，神就能够安息在我们的里面。
But on the other hand, when we love each other, then God can peacefully dwell among us.
他就能够把更多的爱浇灌下来。
And then He can pour down even more love.
所以我们说，实在是彼此相，我们弟兄们彼此相爱是非常的重要。
Therefore, we say it is very important for us to love brothers and sisters.
在神的见证这一方面。
In the aspect of God's testimony,
我们说在彼得的书信中讲到，我们要有爱弟兄的心。
In Peter's letters, he said we must have a heart to love brothers.
我们还要加上爱众人的心。
And then we need to have a heart that loves all men.
所以我们看到呢，我们爱弟兄的心好像比这个爱众人的心还要基本。
Therefore, we see that to love brothers is even more basic than to love everyone.
我知道有很多的福音朋友，他们之所以能够蒙恩得救。
I know there are many truth seekers. The reason that they are able to be saved.
他们常常是因为来到神的家中，被神的爱所摸着。
It is because they come into the house of God and they're touched by God's love.
他们发现这一群人实在是和世上的人不一样。
They find that this group of people is truly different from the people in the world.
他们发现这里面有实在是弟兄相爱的实际。
They find that there is the reality of brotherly love here.
所以他们的心就不能不被感动。
Therefore, their heart cannot be but touched.
他们就不能不来说，我要来认识这位独一的真神。
And they come and say, I want to come to know this one and only true God.
所以我们看到弟兄相爱实在是非常的重要。
Therefore, we see that to love brothers is truly important.
那么在神的标准中，什么是弟兄相爱呢？
But within God's standard, what is a brotherly love?
刚才我们已经读过的约翰一书。
What we just read in 1 John.
就讲到主为我们舍命，我们从此就知道何为爱。
It says that we know love by this, that he laid down his life for us.
所以主呼召我们要为弟兄舍命。
Therefore, he calls upon us to give our lives for our brothers.
所以我们主对我们的标准，弟兄相爱的标准，那就是为弟兄舍命。
And therefore, the standard God has set for loving your brother is to lay down your life for your brother.
我们主的标准就是主怎么爱我们，我们就应该怎样来爱我们的弟兄姊妹。
And God's standard is that how he loves us, that is how we should love our brothers.
所以在这个罗马书的第十三章。
Therefore, in Romans chapter 13,
我们很快的可以翻到罗马书第十三章。
Let us quickly turn to Romans chapter 13.
第八节。
Verse 8.
这里保罗说到弟兄相爱的。
Here, Paul talks about loving your brother.
他说凡事都不可亏欠人，唯有彼此相爱，要常以为亏欠，因为爱人的就完全了律法。
It says, owe nothing to anyone except to love one another, for he who loves his neighbor has fulfilled the law.
为什么爱是要常常以为亏欠呢？
Why is it that when you love, you feel that you owe others?
因为主的标准是那样的高。
Because God's love is so high. I mean, God's standard is so high.
当我们不能够用主的爱完全爱弟兄的时候，那我们就有亏欠。
Therefore, when we cannot love our brother with the love of God, then we owe them.
所以我们就需要主的恩典，让我们在这件事情上能够有长进。
Therefore, we must ask for God's grace so that we can grow in this area.
所以我们说，我们的主看的弟兄相爱，就是要为弟兄舍命。
The scripture says that when we see God's love, then we have to lay down our life for our brother.
所以这是我们常常和弟兄姊妹相处的时候，是一个很好的提醒。
And that is a very good reminder for us as we interact with brothers and sisters.
当我们心里或许对弟兄姊妹有苦毒的时候，
whenever we have bitterness towards our brothers and sisters.
当我们有弟兄姊妹有抱怨的时候，
whenever we have complaints about our brothers and sisters.
当我们不能够彼此完全接纳的时候，
when we cannot fully accept each other.
这个主的这句话就对我们是一个很大的提醒。
This verse is a great reminder from God for us.
在圣经中也讲到弟兄相爱的方方面面。
The scripture also talks about many aspects of loving your brother.
甚至从彼此要亲热。
It starts with loving each other.
要彼此的扶持，彼此的造就。
To help each other, to edify each other.
要用神的眼光来看我们的弟兄姊妹。
To use the eyes of God to look at our brothers and sisters.
我们能不能在弟兄姊妹的身上能看到金子？
Can we see gold on our, from our brothers and sisters?
看到宝石？
Can we see precious stones?
看到那个一个大珍珠所做成的门的那个珍珠？
Can we see that pearl that is that, that, that big pearl that makes up the gate?
我相信我们每一位蒙恩得救的弟兄姊妹，
I believe that every brother and sister who's saved,
我们都有这样的这样宝贵的材料。
We all have this precious material.
因为这个材料就是我们的主耶稣他自己的生命。
Because that material is the life of our Lord Jesus Christ.
所以当我们看到我们弟兄他里面有和我们一样的主的圣洁的生命的时候，
Therefore, when we see that within our brother there is that holy life that he has,
我们就不能不来爱我们的弟兄。
Then we cannot but love our brother.
我们就不能不来尊重，来实在是来扶持我们的弟兄姊妹。
Then we have to respect and help our brothers and sisters.
所以我们知道这个标准就是我们有没有蒙恩得救，我们里面有没有神的生命。
Then we know that this standard is whether or not we have been saved by grace, whether or not we have that life within us.
所以在圣经中，若是你蒙恩得救，你虽然是姊妹，但是在神的眼中你也是弟兄。
Therefore, once you have been saved by grace, even though you are a sister, but before God, you are also a brother.
因为你里面有神儿子的生命。
Because within you, you have the life of the Son of God.
所以弟兄相爱不是只是弟兄相爱。
Therefore, brotherly love is not just among brothers.
所以弟兄相爱就包括了弟兄，我们亲爱的弟兄姊妹。
Therefore, brotherly love includes all of our dear brothers and sisters.
所以而且在圣经中也讲到，我们个人的重担要彼此分担。
The scripture also says that, our personal burden should be shared.
在约翰一书中讲到，就爱弟兄不要只在言语和舌头上。
John, it says that to love your brother, it is not just in words,
他要在行为和诚实上，
but also in deeds and truth.
所以这些都是神宝贵的话语。
These are all precious words of God.
都是对我们每一位弟兄姊妹的提醒。
It is a reminder for every brother and sister.
那我们知道弟兄相爱的重要性。
Now that we know the importance of loving your brother,
我们也知道什么是弟兄相爱。
And we also know what it is to love brothers.
我们怎样来进入到弟兄相爱的时机？
How can we enter the reality of loving the brothers?
我想借着创世纪的37章到50章，我给弟兄姊妹有些交通。
I want to share this with you through Genesis chapter 37-50.
但我没有时间来讲这14章。
Of course, we don't have time to go through all 14 chapters.
我们都知道这14章是讲到约瑟和他11个弟兄的故事。
We know that these 14 chapters talk about Joseph and his 11 brothers.
我们在这14章中，我们若是总结的话，这个约瑟怎么能够来成就神这样一个美好的旨意？
If we summarize, how is it that Joseph was able to fulfill God's beautiful will?
我们知道在第37章的时候，我们看到他们的光景实在是弟兄 相杀相残的光景。
In chapter 37, we see that the state was really brothers killing each other.
是个嫉妒纷争的光景。
It was a state of envy and separation.
是个伤害的光景。
It was a state of suffering.
当我们读到第50章的时候，我们看到因为神的工作，这12个的儿子就能够在主里面能够合在一起。
And then in chapter 50, we see that because of the work of God, these 12 sons were able to be united again.
弟兄姊妹要有时间可以回去读这14章的内容。
Brothers and sisters, if you have time, you can go home and read these 14 chapters.
那我可以总结到5个方面。
I can summarize it into 5 aspects.
我们第一方面，我们知道呢，就是神的同在。
The first one is God's presence.
是神生命的显大。
It is the manifestation of God's own life.
在创世纪39章。
In Genesis chapter 39.
在这里提到约瑟的故事的时候，这里面有三次，这一章就有三次提到。
And in chapter 39, when it talks about the story of Joseph, 3 times it mentioned.
他说耶和华与约瑟同在。
It said that Lord Jehovah was with Joseph.
所以我们弟兄相爱，我们要恢复弟兄完全相爱的光景，我们第一点就是要与神同行。
Therefore, in order to restore brotherly love, the first thing is to have the presence of God.
We must
have this direct fellowship with the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob.
And
then we can draw upon God's love.
在神那里支取饶恕,
then we can draw forgiveness from Him.
在神那里支取谦卑,
then we can draw humbleness from
Him.
Then we can draw from Him all graces, including the grace of repentance. We know that Joseph, before he was reunited with his brothers, he had walked a very difficult path.
他被他的弟兄所恨,
he was hated by his brothers.
被他的弟兄所卖,
he was sold by his brothers.
被这个, 护卫长波提法的妻子所诬告,
he was wrongly accused by the wife of the official, by the wife of Potiphar.
他被囚禁在监中,
he was jailed.
他被法老的酒政所忽略,
he was ignored by the chief jailer of the Pharaoh.
弟兄姊妹, 这是说到什么?
What does this represent?
这是说到十字架的道路,
and that is the way of the cross.
这是说到十字架在我们的生命中的对付,
and that is how the cross is dealing with us in our lives.
借着这些苦难, 约瑟他里面就被神所破碎,
through these sufferings, Joseph was broken by God from inside.
他里面基督的性情就能够彰显出来,
and from inside, he can manifest the characters of Jesus.
所以我想第二方面就是我们要坚持,我们每一个弟兄姊妹要坚持走这条十字架的道路。
And then I think the second aspect is that every brother and sister must persist to walk on this path.
我们要是受一件苦是为弟兄姊妹受, 那就是神给我们的祝福。
If we are suffering for our brothers or sisters, then it is a suffering that God wants us to go through.
我们接着这两个方面, 神的同在和十字架, 我们就可以慢慢把我们自己建成一个活石。
And slowly, with the combination of God's presence and the way of the cross, then God can slowly build us into this living stone.
神就是把约瑟在那个环境借着这两点, 把它做成一个活石。
And God, through these circumstances, built Joseph into this living stone.
但是呢,这还不够。
But that is not enough.
我们知道约瑟和他的弟兄们有一个很大的一个冤仇。
We know that between Joseph and his brothers, there is this great hatred.
在创世纪第42章,
in Genesis chapter 42,
我们看到神要恢复的话, 还有一点, 那就是在他约瑟的他们弟兄那边需要有悔改。
We see that before God can restore, one thing must happen, that is Joseph's brothers must repent.
在第42章第21节,
in chapter 42, verse 21,
在神要他们和好之前, 我们看到这里有这样的一段经文。
Before God wants them to make up with each other, he said these words.
42章21节说, 他们彼此说, 我们在兄弟身上实在有罪, 他哀求我们的时候, 我们见他心里的愁苦, 却不肯听, 所以这场苦难临到我们的身上。
In Genesis chapter 42, verse 21, it says, then they said to one another, truly we are guilty concerning our brother, because we saw the distress of his soul when he pleaded with us, yet we would not listen. Therefore, distress has come upon us.
所以我们若有得罪弟兄的地方,
therefore, if we have offended brothers,
我们若是想让神完全恢复我们,
if we want God to completely restore us,
我们就需要有这样, 这个约瑟他们弟兄们这样一点的悔改的心。
Then we must have this heart of repentance, just like Joseph's brothers.
但是我们另一边, 在约瑟这一边, 我们要看到饶恕。
But on the side of Joseph, we see that there is forgiveness.
在第42章, 同一章的第24节,
in the first chapter, same chapter, verse 24,
这里讲到约瑟转身退去。
Here it says that Joseph turned away from them.
哭了一场, 又回来对他们说话, 就从他们中间挑出西缅来, 在他们眼前把他捆绑。
And he wept, and when he returned to them and spoke to them, he took Simeon from them and bound him before their eyes.
第25节说, 约瑟吩咐人把粮食装满他们的器具, 把个人的银子归还在个人的口袋里, 又给他们路上用的食物, 人就照他的话办了。
Then Joseph gave orders to fill their bags with grain and to restore every man's money in his sack and to give them provisions for the journey, and thus it was done for them.
这就看到我们看到约瑟在这件事情上, 他的表现。
We see that Joseph, the way he had presented in, he was represented in this.
这里记到约瑟他在这个创世纪中所记载的九次哭泣的第一次哭。
And here it records the first time Joseph wept out of the 9 times he cried in the book of Genesis.
那我想这个哭实在是里面有饶恕。
I believe that in this weeping there is truly forgiveness.
因为我们和弟兄若是有矛盾, 我们若是恨我们的弟兄, 我们不会去躲到一边去哭泣。
Because if we have not forgiven our brothers, if we still have this obstacle between us, then he would not be hiding himself to cry.
这个哭里面也有, 爱。
And in this weeping there is love.
也有对弟兄们的思念。
And there is the longing for his brothers.
在这个创世纪14章中记载了约瑟九次的哭泣。
In these 14 chapters, it recorded 9 times when Joseph cried.
我们知道这六次就是为他的弟兄和弟兄和好而哭泣。
And we know that 6 times he wept because of the restoration of the relationship with his brothers.
三次是为他的父亲哭泣。
And 3 times it was for his father.
我们在圣经中找不到约瑟为他自己哭泣。
And in the scripture, we cannot find Joseph crying for himself. We cannot see that Joseph, for all the sufferings he went through, that for his tears of sorrow. But Joseph's tears, they were all for his brothers and for his father.
在启示录21章, 在最后的光景当中,
In Revelation, at the end, you know what a precious promise God has given. He said, God will wipe away all of our tears. We know that weeping is a process.
他要达到的是神永远将来永远合一的
What it wants to accomplish is the eternal presence with God.
所以我们当中若是有弟兄姊妹之间若是有我们之间有需要悔改和饶恕的
Therefore, among our brothers and sisters, if there is a need to repent and to forgive,
我们就需要来借着主圣灵的感动我们来彼此饶恕。
Then through the touching of the Holy Spirit, then we should forgive each other.
所以我们知道神的同在,十字架的工作和悔改,饶恕。
Therefore, we know that the work of the cross, repentance and forgiveness,
这是一个我们弟兄和睦在一起的一个前提。
That is a prerequisite for brothers to be in harmony with each other.
但这还不够,
But that is not enough.
我们还要彼此的接纳,彼此的和好。
And we still need to accept each other, to be united with one another.
创世纪45章就讲第一节到第五节。
Genesis chapter 45, verse 1 through 5.
讲到这个约瑟和他的弟兄们彼此相认,彼此接纳的这样的一个过程。
It talks about the process of Joseph and his brothers, how they accept each other and how they recognize each other.
我们时间关系,我们就不一一的读。
We will not read this in detail because of time.
但是这圣经实在是非常的感人。
But these verses are truly very touching.
当我们要来读这些圣经的时候, 我们就不能不被神的爱所感动。
When we read these verses, we cannot but be touched by the love of God.
咱们就不能不说弟兄相爱实在是宝贵。
We have to say that brotherly love is truly precious.
在神的眼中, 弟兄们相可以和好如初。 实在是非常的宝贵。
In the sight of God, to have brothers love each other with that original love is truly precious.
在创世纪45章第14-15节。
In Genesis chapter 45, verse 14 and 15,
这里讲到他们和好的时候的情形。
It talks about their state when they were, when they were restored.
他说，于是约瑟伏在他兄弟便雅敏的镜像上哭，便雅敏也在他的镜像上哭。
Verse 14, then he fell on his brother Benjamin's neck and wept, and Benjamin wept on his neck.
第十五节，他又与众弟兄亲嘴，抱着他们哭，随后他弟兄们就和他说话。
He kissed all his brothers and wept on them, and afterwards his brothers talked with him.
这是约瑟的第四、第五次哭。
And that is the fifth time Joseph cried.
就是讲到他们彼此的接纳和和好时的光景。
It talks about the state when they accepted each other.
第五个方面就是要不仅是要和好，还要进到彼此相爱，在爱里面合一的光景。
And the fifth aspect talks about you not only be united, not only be accepting of each other, but be united in love.
和好我们可以说是恢复的工作。
We can say that to restore is the work of redemption, of restoration.
彼此相爱呢是要再继续的建立。
And to love each other is to continuously to edify.
使我们这些活石能够在建立在一起的时候就成为灵工。
So that when these living stones are built, put together, it becomes a spiritual house.
就神就能安居在其中。
And then God can peacefully dwell within it.
在创世纪第五十章，也就是最后一章。
And then in Genesis, the last chapter, chapter 50.
这里记载着约瑟的对他们弟兄的一段对话。
And here it records a conversation Joseph made to his brother.
第二十节说，从前你们的意思是要害我，但神的意思原是好的，要保全许多人的性命，成就今日的光景。
In Genesis chapter 50, verse 20, as for you, you meant evil against me, but God meant it for good in order to bring this in order to bring about this present result to preserve many people alive.
第二十一节，现在你们不要害怕，我必养活你们和你们的夫人孩子。于是约瑟用亲爱的话安慰他们。
So therefore, do not be afraid. I will provide for you and your little ones. So he comforted them and spoke kindly to them.
那这是在雅各去世以后。
And that is after the death of Jacob.
我们看到约瑟对弟兄的爱，不是只是因为他们都是雅各的儿子们。
We see here that the love Joseph has for his brothers, it is not just because they are all sons of Jacob.
那是神在他里面的一个催促。
But that is it. But there is an urging of God within him.
我们在第二十四节。
And in verse 24,
约瑟对他弟兄们说：“我要死了，但神必定看顾你们，领你们从这地上去，到他起誓所应许给亚伯拉罕、以撒、雅各之地。”
Joseph said to his brothers, "I am about to die, but God will surely take care of you and bring you up from the land to the land which He promised on oath to Abraham, to Isaac, and to Jacob."
所以约瑟爱他的弟兄是因为神的应许。
Therefore, Joseph loves his brothers because of God's promise.
因为在神的应许中，这以色列的十二个支派要成为神的选民。
Because in God's promise, these 12 tribes of Israel will become God's chosen people.
他们怎么被神所用，被神所得着，彼此相爱，就见证这位在天上的神。
How they are begotten by God, how they are used by God, how they are built up by God is to testify for this God in heaven.
所以约瑟因为这个的缘故，他就用神的爱来爱他们的弟兄们。
And because of this, Joseph loved his brothers through the love of God.
所以这对我们现在是何等好的提醒。
What a great reminder it is for us now.
因为在永世当中，我们这些在座弟兄姊妹要一起被建立在圣城耶路撒冷。
Because in eternity, all the brothers and sisters here will together be built into the holy city of Jerusalem.
所以我们在地上的年日，我们每个人都有几十年的时间。
Therefore, the few decades that we have on earth.
我们在这个世上，在神面前的年日的光景。
The state we have before God through these years.
在某种程度上就决定我们在永世当中，在神的基业当中的地位。
At some level, it determines our status in God's within God's inheritance.
我们常常说，我们盼望、等候，我们也催促神再来。
We often say that we hope and we urge God's second coming.
但是我想，弟兄姊妹，你有没有这个感觉？
But brothers and sisters, do you have this feeling?
神之所以没有还要给我们年日，是因为我们没有预备好。
God continue to give us days on this earth because we're not ready.
所以在这个2007年，我们真是应该珍惜我们在主里面的年日。
Therefore, in 2007, we should truly treasure the days in God.
珍惜主给我们有彼此弟兄姊妹彼此相爱的机会。
To truly treasure that God has given us this opportunity to love each other.
使我们一生的年日在主的里面都是被纪念的。
So that our entire life before God can be honored.
所以我们看到这五个方面是在我们都可以进行操练。
Therefore, we see these five aspects that we can all practice.
但在实际的操练中，我想给弟兄姊妹有一点交通。
But in true practice, I want to have a bit of fellowship with you.
在出埃及记第二十八章。
In Exodus chapter 28.
出埃及记用第二十八章，这里记载着祭司的胸牌。
In Exodus chapter 28, it records the breastpiece of the priest.
在第二十一节。
In verse 21,
讲到这个大祭司的这个胸牌的时候，这里这样描述。
And when it talks about the breastpiece of the high priest, it says,
这些宝石都要按着以色列十二个儿子的名字，仿佛刻图章，刻十二个支派的名字。
The stones shall be according to the names of the sons of Israel, 12 according to their names, they shall be like the engravings of a seal.
所以以色列人的大祭司亚伦的后裔要在胸前带一个胸牌。
Therefore, the high priest of Israel, the descendants of Aaron, they have to wear this breastpiece in the front.
这个胸牌有十二块宝石。
And this breastpiece has 12 stones.
每一个宝石上有以色列一个支派的名字。
And on each stone, there is the name of one of the 12 tribes of Israel.
这就讲到我们现在新约的时代，我们每一个弟兄姊妹都是祭司。
Here it says, it means that every brother and sister in the New Testament is a priest.
我们要心里常常想着我们的弟兄姊妹。
We in our heart must often think about our brothers.
我们要把我们的弟兄姊妹看为宝贵。
We have to consider our brothers and sisters to be precious.
因为神看他们就是宝石。
Because when God sees them, he sees precious stones.
因为神是宝贵他们。
Because God treasures them.
神把他这个宝石要放在金的槽金槽上。
God wants to place these stones upon gold.
我们也应该这样对待我们的弟兄姊妹。
And we should treat our brothers and sisters the same way.
我们怎么操练呢？
How do we practice?
我们应该在为弟兄姊妹的祷告上来付代价。
We have to pay the price on praying for our brothers and sisters.
我们弟兄姊妹要是有机会或者可以，我们就可以多参加教会的祷告的聚会。
If brothers and sisters have the opportunity, then you should attend more often the prayer meeting.
这是一个非常蒙福的聚会。
And that is a truly blessed meeting.
它给我们机会能够把我们弟兄姊妹心，我们弟兄姊妹难处放在我们的心里。
It gives us an opportunity to put the difficulties of our brothers and sisters into our hearts.
它给我们机会能够把我们弟兄姊妹的名字放在我们的心里。
It gives us the opportunity to put brothers and sisters' names into our hearts.
能够让我们在祷告中来扶持弟兄姊妹。
So that we can support brothers and sisters through prayer.
在爱心中常常来为他们祷告。
And in love to often pray for them.
当我们看到神成就他的旨意来祝福来带领我们弟兄姊妹的时候，我们就一同得到建造。
And when we see that God has fulfilled His will, that He has guided and built up our brothers and sisters, then we are together built up within Him.
我们也可以在肢体的关心和看望上，我们也一同的来服侍。
And we can also service each other in loving and visiting each other.
我们可以从小事做起。
We can start small.
我们可以来关心那些不常来的弟兄姊妹。
We can care for the brothers and sisters who don't often come here.
我们把那些交通上不方便的，我们有来带他们来聚会。
We bring to church those brothers and sisters who have difficulties on transportation.
我们用神的爱来彼此的关心。
We care for each other through God's love.
这样我们就想到这个祭司的胸牌，常常就来提醒我们。
And this way, the breastpiece of the priest often remind us.
在这个同一章中第九、第十节。
And in the same chapter, verse 9 and 10.
这里讲到祭司含有一个，那就是他的 肩带。
And here it again talks about how the priests have they should have the shoulder pieces. And in verse 9-10, it says,
他说, 要取两块红玛瑙, 在上面刻以色列儿子的名字。
So you shall take two onyx stones and engrave on them the names of the sons of Israel.
6个名字在这块宝石上, 6个名字在那块宝石上, 要照他们生来的次序。
Six of their names on this stone, and the names of the remaining six on the other stone, according to their birth.
在第12节说, 要将这两块宝石按在以弗德的两条肩带上, 为以色列人做纪念石, 亚伦要在两肩上担他们的名字, 在耶和华面前作为纪念。
You shall put the two stones on the shoulder pieces of the ephod as stones of memories for the sons of Israel, and Aaron shall bear their names before the Lord on his two shoulders.
所以又一次讲到我们把以色列这十二个支派的名字要用宝石要镶在他的这个肩带上。
And once again here it says that the 12 names of the tribes of Israel shall be upon shall be engraved on the stones onto the shoulder pieces.
这就讲到我们的个人的重担要互相来担当。
It talks about how our personal burden shall be shared.
我们在行为和诚实上要彼此相爱。
That we should love each other in deeds and in truth.
我们实际操练上，我想我们可以与弟兄姊妹分享我们在主里面的真正的得着。
And in practice, we can share with brothers and sisters what we have received within the Lord.
我们在主面前的见证。
Our testimony before the Lord.
当我们分享出来的时候,
when we share about it,
这就把我们的弟兄姊妹能够扶持我们的弟兄姊妹。
And that can support our brothers and sisters.
我们在爱中我们可以彼此的来劝勉。
And in love, we can encourage each other.
在爱中也可以彼此的扶持。
And in love, we can support each other.
这都是在属灵上我们可以给弟兄姊妹所摆上的。
And that is, these are all spiritual things we can put forth for our brothers and sisters.
在这个世上的需要，我们也应该彼此的来相爱。
And we should also love each other in our worldly needs.
对物质上有缺乏的，在这个在财务上有缺乏的，我们应该在圣徒在爱心上来彼此帮助。
And for brothers and sisters who have financial needs, we should help them.
在约翰一书中讲到。
In First John, it says.
第三章的第16、17、18节讲到
Chapter 3, verse 16, 17, and 18 says
说到凡有世上财物的看见弟兄穷乏却塞住怜悯的心爱神的心怎能存在他里面呢
But whoever has the worldly goods and sees his brother in need and closes his heart against him how does he love God abide in him
说小子们啊我们相爱不要只在言语和舌头上总要在行为和诚实上
Little children, let us not love with words or with tongue, but in deed and truth.
所以我们可以看到，在这一切的方面，弟兄姊妹们都可以学习操练，弟兄姊妹彼此相爱。
Therefore, we see that in all these aspects, brothers and sisters can learn to practice to love each other.
愿主能够借着这个胸牌和肩带来对我们有提醒。
May our Lord remind us through the breast piece and the shoulder piece.
让我们能够被提醒的时候呢？ 我们就能够来按照神圣灵的感动来操练
And that when we are reminded, we can practice
因为这实在是关系到我们将来在主面前的赏赐
Because truly this is related to how we will receive reward before God in the future
一起低头祷告
Let us bow our head in prayer
亲爱的主我们来感谢和赞美你
Dear Lord, we come to praise you and thank you.
主，我们承认我们在弟兄相爱的事情上，我们有诸多的亏欠。
We admit that we owe much to you in the love in loving our brothers.
主，我们也承认，主，我们没有按照你来看你自己儿女的这样的眼光来看待我们的弟兄姊妹。
And we admit that we have not looked upon our brothers as the way you look at us.
但是我们也来感谢你，因为主，你把我们弟兄姊妹 在你的里面摆在一起。
But we also thank you because you have put us together before you.
你给我们众多的机会，能够让我们靠你能够有这样的操练。
You have given us many opportunities so that through you we can practice.
愿主借着你自己的圣灵，主能够在我们当中来做这样奇妙的工作。
May you do the amazing work through your Holy Spirit.
借着你的话语，主我们当提醒的地方，你就来提醒我们。
Through your own words, Lord, you remind us.
当操练的地方，你就来操练我们。
And you discipline us where we need to practice.
当用你宝血来洁净的地方，你也来洁净我们。
And may your precious blood cleanse us where it needs to be.
让我们能够在你的圣灵的引导下，能够行出你可喜悦的这样一条道路。
So that under the guidance of the Holy Spirit, we can walk on a path that is pleasing to you.
我们为着这段时间献上我们的感谢和赞美。
We give thanks and praise for this time.
奉主耶稣基督的名。
In the name of Lord Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Amen.